Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome, folks, to the Ray Program, beginning another hour of Money Power. Too Roth or not too Roth? That is the question on today's program. Welcome. Hello, Bobby Wooldridge. How are you doing?
I didn't even know Shakespeare had Roths back then.
Well, they didn't, but that's the big question. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy over this. I'm going to try to clear it up a tiny bit because a lot of people have jumped on the Roth IRA bandwagon, and perhaps that is indeed the best thing that they can do, but it's not the best thing that all can do. So I'll cover that momentarily. Also, Gene Pastula joining us in just a bit. We're going to talk about long-term health care, annuities, and other fixed insurance products as solutions in playing the retirement game. So sit back, relax, or don't relax. I don't care. You can be all stressed out like me. The Ray Lucia Show starts right now. Okay, Bobby, you have heard this from me right out of my mouth, the horse's mouth, as they say. A Roth IRA for y'all, you youngsters,
yep,
better than a traditional IRA. And that is true for most young people. Let me explain why it's true. Younger people are typically in lower income tax brackets when they first start out. The Roth IRA is a post-tax contribution. So therefore, if you're taxed in the 15% bracket, if you make a dollar, you net 85 cents, right? Furthermore, that's your marginal bracket. If you make a dollar, you may be in a nominal bracket of 7 or 8% on the total. But let's just stick with marginal rates. That's once you get past a certain threshold, the very next dollar would be taxed at that level. And the brackets start at zero and they go to 10%, then 15, then 25, then 28, and all the way up to 39.6. Okay, now, younger people, because they are in lower tax brackets, and the money will be sitting in a tax-free environment for 40 or 50 years, have somewhat of an advantage utilizing a Roth. Now, if you're Justin Bieber, a young person, he's a Canadian, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's got to pay U.S. taxes. what do I know about Justin Bieber? I just saw on the tabloids he got what's-her-name from the Kardashians pregnant.
Really? Really?
That's what I heard. Courtney, which is the one that...
I'm going to defer to you on these ones, Ray. I don't know.
Well, my wife, you know, she watches that.
Sure, she does. Shows. I bet it's you, Ray.
Yeah, I taped them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how I got off on Justin Bieber. I couldn't even name it. No, one Justin song, Baby Baby, because I saw...
There you go.
Is that one of the songs? I wouldn't know how it goes.
Will you be playing that on Thursday night, Ray?
I'll be jamming to a little Justy.
Yeah.
Now, where was I? If you're a young person and super rich, the Roth IRA obviously makes a lot of sense because you're in a high tax bracket now. You're probably going to be a high tax bracket later. Floyd Mayweather, we're talking about him. He makes $1 million a month. All right. So, yeah, it'd be good to get a tax write-off, but for him, it's not going to matter because it's not going to change his brackets one way or the other. He might be more interested in having some tax-free money to pass on to somebody. But for the most part, younger people, Roth IRA makes sense. But it's not right for everyone. So allow me, if I may, to go through the study that was done in Think Advisor. Here are the assumptions that they used. Contributions at the beginning of the year, $10,000. So obviously they're talking about IRAs for individuals, couples, not just one person, because you can't put 10 grand into a Roth. But married couples can. Contribution periods, years 1 through 25. So it's a 25-year contribution period. Withdrawals in retirement after taxes are accounted for, $10,000, years 26 through 50. So it's 25 years of contributions, 25 years of income withdrawals. Average annual rate of return, 8%. That's too aggressive in my book. But then again, I'm not the guy doing the analysis, so I can only report on the analysis that they did. Federal income tax rate during contribution withdrawal periods, 35% during contribution, 25% during withdrawal. You see, this is where it gets somewhat dicey, because you got to be making hundreds of thousands of dollars to be in the 35% marginal income tax bracket during the contributions. So that would definitely weight the advantage toward the deductible IRA versus the Roth. 25% withdrawal period, maybe. I would suggest that most people are going to be in a 15% bracket during the withdrawal period if they're married. That takes them up to about $90,000 in income. If the average retiree made $90,000, I don't think we'd have the retirement crisis that we have right now. So again, this is just my anecdotal comments on this study. I don't believe it to be 100% accurate for most people in America, but for rich people, it's spot on. State income tax, 6 and 4% before and after retirement. Well, some states don't have a state income tax. So you may be sitting in Texas or Florida or Wyoming or whatever, states that don't have a state tax, and you might say, well, that's not me. Well, that's true. So your tax rate will be lower. So here's what they did. They designed this whole strategy, and they determined that when comparing a traditional IRA versus a Roth IRA versus an annuity versus a taxable account, which ones ended up best. And what he determined was quite obvious, that the traditional deductible IRA made the most sense. Listen, the dude's in a 40% federal and state bracket year one. So if I put $10,000 in, it's only costing me $6,000. If I put $10,000 into a Roth IRA, it's costing me the whole 10 grand. So I've got the compounding advantage of $4,000 per year for 25 years. Now, the advantage goes to the Roth when I'm taking the distributions out. But remember, the tax bracket went down in retirement, as for most people it does. So the Roth, let me just say, looking at his chart here, it looked like the traditional IRA would have about $4 million left in it. Remember, he's using 8% compounded per year before and after retirement. I could almost be satisfied, not quite, with 8% during the accumulation phase. I guarantee you he ain't going to get 8% during the decumulation phase because of that thing we talk about all the time called sequence of returns risk. A bad sequence could take that 8% down to 6 or 5 in a heartbeat. So I just think that this is an overreach. But $4 million left in the traditional net, 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 net after taxes, And then the next highest one was the Roth IRA, which had about $2.5 million in it. This is after the 50 years had gone by. Ironically, the annuity was just under, maybe $2.2 million, just under the Roth. Now, the one thing he didn't do was a life insurance policy, because that would give you the tax-free advantage. I'd like to see that in the study. And then the taxable account was down around $1.5 million. Now, anybody that looks at this chart and reads this study says, I'm going for the traditional IRA. And as I have suggested on this program, if you're in a high bracket now and you will be in a lower bracket in retirement, that is, in fact, the smart thing to do. But for the young people like Bobby, who probably are in a low bracket today and will be perhaps in the same or higher bracket when he retires, then I would suggest that the Roth would make more sense. And in fact, you could make this decision on an annual basis, subject to how much money you make and what tax brackets you're in. Once you pass through that 25% tax bracket, all of a sudden, a deductible contribution begins to look a lot more attractive. So be careful what is put in print. You need to read the fine print. Most people aren't making $300,000 a year or $400,000. But to get to the 39.6% bracket, you got to be making, you know, over $400,000 a year. Of course, that person will do better. But keep one thing in mind. The tax rates could change in the future. We'll be back. Baby, baby, thank you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, as cute as Justin Bieber may be, and as talented as he clearly is, he's no match for Chicago. That's all I'm going to say. We've been talking about IRAs, traditional, that would be deductible, Roths, and which one's better depending on your tax bracket, annuities, which are ranked in that list, and then just post-tax accounts. And as you can imagine, for those in high tax brackets, the deductible IRA came in first, the Roth came in second. It barely squeezed by the annuity, which was surprising to me, came in third, and the taxable account came in fourth. But what they left off of the analysis, and they're always doing this, they seemingly forget there's one other Roth-type alternative savings vehicle that might, in fact, be smarter. Now, I refer to ThinkAdvisor, ThinkAdvisor, March 25th, 2014, written by finance professor. Can cash value life insurance be smarter than a Roth IRA? Joining me on the program, they'll explain why that may be a reality. He's not a finance professor, but he is a certified financial planner with probably more insurance experience than the guy that wrote that article, Gene Pastula. Hello, Gene, long distance. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing fine, except that I was thinking that when you were talking about Justin Bieber, you'd be talking about the fact that he can't measure up to me.
Well, he can't because you're tall and fat and he's short and thin. If you want to talk about measuring up. And although you have a pretty huge wallet in your back pocket, I just have a sneaking suspicion his is a tiny bit larger.
I'm sure it is. The way he's going, though, it may not last.
Well, he may not last the way it's going. Anyway, getting back to the serious stuff, I think you would agree with me that to leave a life insurance policy out of the discussion of savings vehicles that have unique tax characteristics and health care benefits out of the retirement discussion would be a mistake for many individuals that are contemplating saving for retirement, correct?
Yeah, life insurance is, you know, it's developed a niche in the financial services industry, actually two niches. One that makes it really an awesome solution to a lot of problems, and two that puts it into a category that people don't think of it because it separates itself out, unfortunately, from the others because of its uniqueness and its complexity, quite frankly.
Let's talk about that. Now, I would not recommend that people dump their Roth and go buy a life insurance policy. There are some agents out there that are claiming you should do that. Some are saying cash out your 401k in total and buy a life insurance policy. I would suggest to you, you better talk to someone like Gene Pastula before you would do something like that, because that may not be in your best interest. And you can contact him, by the way, at safemoneymonitor.com. But when Michael Fink, I believe, wrote this article from Texas Tech University, he was discussing the multiple benefits of the life insurance policy. Why don't you take a stab at it, Gene? And if you don't get to all of them, I will correct you on a few. No, I'll let you go. Go ahead.
I'll be brief, Ray. Actually, I think probably the number one item about the life insurance policy versus the Roth is its flexibility and its lack of involvement in government regulations that can be changed and altered at the whim of a Congress. The other thing is that that a life insurance policy does not have any maximum amounts restricting its use like a Roth does. That said, basically what a life insurance policy has is an ability to accumulate cash in an account that grows at interest and is not currently taxable. Now, that sounds very familiar to a Roth IRA. And the other thing is that if the whatever money is in that account at the end of one's life will pass to heirs tax-free. That's another thing that the Roth has. So it has all the features that a Roth has from the standpoint of its ability to accumulate money, have that money tax-free, and receive a tax-free income, and then distribute the remainder tax-free at death. There's a couple of details that have to be considered when you're doing this, but they're very simple and to accomplish, so that you can actually take the money out and never pay taxes on it. You have access to that money during your lifetime prior to retirement, which is complicated when you have a Roth. With a life insurance policy cash value, you can simply acquire it using what's called a policy loan, and so the ability to accumulate large amounts of money and distribute large amounts of income through a life insurance policy are as good or better than a Roth, depending on the circumstances of the individual. And certainly people who are capable of putting much larger amounts aside than a Roth allows will gravitate toward this. I've used it personally, not from the standpoint of each year putting aside, but was able to early on in my life allocate a fairly large lump sum of money to the insurance contract, and the cash value has accumulated over the years at an average of about 6%. It started out at 8.5 when I first did it, you know, years ago when interest rates were higher, and now of course they're lower. But so my average has been a little over 6% a year, and never paid any taxes on it. I can take it out anytime I want at this point in time, and not pay any taxes on it, and I can sit it there and leave part of it or all of it there and distribute it to my heirs without any taxes and outside of probate. So when you look at feature by feature by feature of a life insurance policy, they're all designed to be a positive value to the client.
SafeMoneyMonitor.com, Gene Pastula, 800-809-6783. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about some of the other benefits that are rarely spoken of in a life insurance policy. A disability waiver of premium benefit. What does that mean? And then an accelerated death benefit for health care or critical care illnesses. All of that coming up in just a bit with Gene Pastula. We'll also ask him about long-term care on the rebound here, so stick around. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. And again, Gene's website, safemoneymonitor.com, where he's written a couple of white papers on this very subject. You can get them for free at safemoneymonitor.com. Be right back.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The operating instructions for these factories are called genes. The goal of gene replacement therapy is to provide new instructions to keep the factory working. Gene, gene,
gene, gene. Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia Show, talking with Gene Pastula on the hotline. Welcome back to the program, Gene. Now,
Thank you, Ray.
We were talking before the break about an article that was written in Think Advisor a while back where they compared a traditional deductible IRA to a Roth IRA to an annuity to a taxable account. As I said, they left off a life insurance policy, which would probably fall in between the Roth and the annuity in terms of performance because you have to account for a certain amount of mortality expenses. But some of the other benefits that are tossed in with the life insurance policy may in fact make it more attractive than any of the other options. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, well, in the past, one of the advantages to the Roth that a lot of people found was that you had a much greater flexibility of how the money was invested in the Roth, and you could use mutual funds and managed accounts and the like to get potentially higher rates of return because the insurance policies. Even though they had ways of allowing you to accumulate money using stock portfolios, there were expenses to those that were a little higher because, as you mentioned, the mortality costs and other coverages that were offered and often purchased in them. The newer ones now that use the indexing method for accumulating money allows the cash value in the insurance policy to earn interest the equivalent of the S&P in any one year up to upwards of 10 to 14% depending on the contract. And yet, if the S&P goes down, if you have a losing year, whatever you've done to date is locked in and it stays there until the next year when hopefully or the next time that the S&P goes up. So you eliminate the losses in a portfolio that has a variety, has a flexible interest rate. And so that kind of takes that away from the advantage of the Roth. I think the biggest key is that if you have when you're young and you have fortunate enough to have a high enough tax bracket, obviously the regular IRA is your first shot because you get that elimination of that upfront tax. After that, it's simply a matter of what is is your preference. You look at it and you see the features and the benefits. You're going to put $10,000 or $15,000 a year into this savings. The insurance policy has a self-completing thing that says if you don't live long enough to save, what you had in mind, and you pass away from an accident or a serious illness, you can leave your family with a couple, $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 or upwards of $1 million. Depending on obviously the size of the plan that you're setting up, so it's got some added values there that many people will find, fit into their planning just perfect. My approach has always been there is no one perfect thing, and you that's why I think you and I get along is we both agree that that all of these things are useful in a portfolio and need to be evaluated and understood as options before you just go off and say by ignoring a particular vehicle, whether it's whether it's stocks, bonds, or insurance.
I thought, Gino, we got along because we both enjoy the Amarone at Bocce's, our favorite Italian restaurant.
That too.
And maybe the more we have, the more we get along. I don't know. But you bring up a couple of points here. Let me just clarify the self-completing feature. So you put money into this insurance policy. If something happens to you where you become disabled, they continue to fund the mortality expenses so that your heirs, at no cost to you, are guaranteed to receive the death benefit, correct?
That's right. They also have an accelerated benefit feature that allows you to receive the death benefit even though you have not passed away in the event that you have a chronic illness. Actually, there's a variety of things that are available. But the point is that when you set up an insurance contract like this and use it to accumulate money for, you know, for your future retirement, it has those death benefits and those protection elements in it as part of the deal, and they can come in very handy and maybe allow you to not have to worry about purchasing those kinds of benefits you know anywhere else. So the economics of it can come out to be very, very attractive, and the only way you see that is if you can sit down and look at what it is that is important to you going forward: protection from chronic illness, protection from disability, this type of thing. People have different levels of concern about this, and when they see how easy it is to have those concerns eliminated or at least addressed with something like this, that's also going to show a very competitive result in long-term accumulation and retirement income, it becomes very attractive. You get very enthusiastic about it, but you got to see it before you can make that judgment.
You know, annuities have become exceptionally popular over the years. Tons of academic research suggest that the annuities are something that one should have in a portfolio. You and I have talked about that many times before. But for younger people, let's say 30s all the way up to age 50, retiring 20 years later, I believe that you would get a better result net after taxes by utilizing a life insurance policy. You talked about caps, a cap of 13%. Now, you don't get dividends. We should point that out. But you don't have to take the brunt of any losses. And so the zero downside risk usually more than makes up for the fact that you don't get a 2% dividend when you consider that you don't cap out like you would normally cap out on an index annuity at 4, 5, 6%. Here the caps are 12, 13, 14%. It sort of makes up the difference. So in the analyses that I have done, the life insurance policy for a high tax bracketed taxpayer works out better than an annuity.
Most definitely. The annuity also has a penalty for if you need to get the money out before your, or some of it even, before your 59 and a half, where the life insurance policy doesn't. So, you know, while it has complexities, it also has flexibility, and it's just a matter of understanding those. And they're not that complex, but unfortunately, so many people in the financial services industry, they concentrate on the things that are most exciting to them, the stock market or bonds or real estate or gas or whatever it is, that's their passion and that's what they believe is the best. And while my passion has always been these insurance products, I'm a CFP and I understand the others too, and I don't believe it's always the best, but I certainly believe it's one that's worth a look. And if they'll get a hold of us, get a hold of me by going online to moneymonitor.com.
That would be safe money monitor. Let's get it right, Gino.
They can send me a note and I'll be glad to help them with it.
Gino, I just got to get your website right. It's safemoneymonitor.com. Not
like
money monitor.
I said. Yeah. I'm sorry.
When you start to get old, your mind starts to slip a little bit. SafeMoneyMonitor.com, 800-809-6783. Do yourself a favor and take a look at all of the different options that are available to you for saving in retirement and have Gene do the comparisons. Now, I've done these before. I know what they look like. Now, it doesn't mean that if you're over 50, it doesn't make sense. What it means is if you're under 50, it's almost mandatory that you look at these if you're even considering a Roth IRA, a 401k beyond your company match, etc. You want to take a look at it, do the comparisons. If you're over 50, you still want to talk to Gene because there may be ways for you to leverage your 401k plan into a significantly greater asset for yourself and your heirs, especially as it relates to long-term health care. Gene, I know we could spend 2 hours talking together, but I'm out of time. Thank you so much. God bless you, and we'll see you soon. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. We'll be back.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Bobby's mother wrote that song, by the way, for the Rolling Stones. Welcome back, folks. The Ray Lucia Program. Special thank you to Gene Pastula. You know, you really ought to take him up on his offer. He's a really smart guy. He's a rich guy, too, so you don't have to worry about him, you know, twisting your arm. He wouldn't do that anyway. But he's got really interesting information, and his partner, Tim Morton, who's on all the time, smart guy as well, from safemoneymonitor.com. So go on Safe Money Monitor, say, Gino, Ray says you'll help me by sending me some of your white papers and some of this information. Or just call him at 800-809-6783. Bobby, I think we're ready to tackle some emails. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think you want to go to Rochester, New York?
I'm going to go to Rochester.
Never been out there. I got a couple friends who live there, though.
Well, I have been, where have I been? To Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I may have flown over Rochester, mm-hmm. but not, I've been to Niagara Falls.
Have you?
I'd love to go. I never went to the falls themselves, but I've been in the area.
Okay.
I had to give a talk there once, and I decided that it's way too cold for me.
Mm.
It wasn't snowing that day, but there was snow on the ground, and it was pretty, pretty, pretty cold. Brianna in Rochester, New York. Hi, Ray. My husband and I just discovered your show, and we have learned a lot. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Spread the news around Rochester. Maybe I'll come and see you when it's warm. We were interested in how we can buy real estate in an IRA. What are some of the things we should know about before we pull the trigger on a new place? Uh-oh. Brianna, you can buy real estate in an IRA. You can't buy your home real estate in an IRA. That's not allowed. That is what is called a prohibited transaction. So you can buy rental property in an IRA. It gets complicated when you have debt leverage because all of a sudden your gains may be taxed to the IRA. It's a very, very complicated thing. But you cannot self-deal. You can't buy a house for you, can't buy a house for your kids, or anything like that. Now you can buy a house and rent it out to Bobby, and Bobby can pay your IRA rent. And at that point, if there's no mortgage on it, you don't have anything to worry about, you don't have unrelated business or debt-financed income, et cetera, et cetera. Let me explain how that works, by the way. If you have a property and you put a 70% loan on it, first of all, you can't sign the loan document. The custodian has to sign the loan document. And that means no bank is going to make that loan. A lot of people sort of sham this by using LLCs and bogus entities. That is not legal. The IRA must own the real estate. You'll pay hard money interest for that kind of a loan. All right, trust me on that. Now, if you put 30% down and finance 70%, and then you sell the property for a gain of $100,000, $70,000 of that capital gain will be taxed to your IRA. And then when the money comes out to you, it will be taxed to you unless it's a Roth. So I have often said you can use your retirement funds to help you buy a property. If you want it to be a principal residence, then do this. Take your IRA, roll it into your 401k, borrow 50 grand out of the 401k, use that as a down payment, finance the property. If you already have the down payment and you've got an IRA, you can turn that IRA into an income stream by electing code section 72T. Look it up. Have your broker look it up, where you can take substantially equal payments out of your IRA over your life expectancy. That may give you enough income to cover the cost of the mortgage. Therefore, you're using your IRA to buy your next principal residence, or you're using your IRA to buy a rental property. But you don't want the money inside the IRA if you can avoid it, because you don't get to take depreciation on the rental, because it's inside your IRA. IRA can't benefit by depreciation. The appreciation will be taxed to you at ordinary income, not capital gains rates. And the list goes on and on. Like I said, you're going to pay higher mortgage insurance. You can't go in there and say, oh, the roof leaks, and take money out of your pocket to fix the roof. You're going to have a reserve inside your IRA for, you know, vacancies and all that stuff. So it's a very, very complicated area when you own a property inside your IRA. Can it be done? Yes. Is it done? Yes. Is it screwed up a lot? Yes. So I gave you a couple of ideas on how you could not screw it up. How's that?
And so it sounds like it's going to be pretty expensive, though. You're going to pay fees and taxes when you roll it to a 401k, and then you have to pay your 401k back at a loan as well. So could this be a little more expensive than they're projecting?
Well, it could be, but it could be a lot less expensive, too, for their cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting to use, if you do a 72T election, for example, and you're taking $1,500 a month out of your IRA, now you're robbing money from your retirement account. So you got to make sure you've done your proper retirement planning to make sure that, you know, the real estate that you're buying will be enough to offset whatever you're taking out. But if it's the difference, as I said last week, if it's the difference between you buying that dream home and raising your kids in the home that you want to raise them in, and then selling the place, taking your gain tax-free, the $500,000 tax-free limitations, that can work out exceptionally well. It really can. Okay, Josh, Irving, Texas. Hi, Ray. I own a small business, and I have someone who's interested in buying my business, but the buyer is having trouble getting bank financing. What are the pros and cons on owner financing? I would require around 15% to 20% down if I owner finance. Josh, you're not the guy on TV, the prophet, Marcus Lemonis, or whatever his name is. He does that sort of owner financing thing all the time. 15%, 20% is not enough for somebody to come in and ruin your business. So unless the guy gives you like 30% and a contract to stay in the business for a couple of years so that you can make sure the business is running smoothly, and even then, it's a risk. I like cash deals. When you're selling a business, I like cash deals, unless you're selling it to Bill Gates, you know, or some big, huge conglomerate where you get all kinds of people's names on the dotted line. Now, if you're selling it to Bobby Wu, take out a second mortgage on his house, you know, you want to tie him up 86 ways from Sunday. So if he defaults and ruins your business, he's got assets, other assets that you can go after. I doubt that's the case here, so I'd settle for cash. Thanks for listening, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio,